is 437 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We are getting near 5 o'clock going home time for a lot of people listening to this program, including me, although I don't really listen to myself all that closely. Our phone numbers are 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. And since it is Friday at 4:37 p.m., that means it's time to go to one of my favorite places on earth, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where there is water, there are fish, there is wildlife, there is fun, there are great people, and talk to one of those great people who likes to catch fish and shoot ducks. His name is Jeff Katzer. He's a guide with Woodland Resort out of Devil's Lake and Mitchell's Guide Service. Jeff Katzer, did you survive yesterday the whiteout, blizzard, scary 95-mile-an-hour wind thing we had blown through North Dakota?
The snowicane.
The snowicane.
It was, oof, is the best way I could tell you how my day was yesterday. As you've probably seen on Facebook, welcome everybody. I forgot to say hi. We got into this and we got out our track machines and everybody was happy, happy, happy. So on the days like that, we don't take any chances with anybody driving. We don't bother plowing roads till after the ick is over. And then that's exactly what happened. Got everybody out with the track, the big hog ones, the snow bears, all about wax. Had a good time. Even caught some nice fish during that event. Then we were able to plow the roads and take people back for their trucks, and everybody was happy.
So you didn't lose anybody. So nobody got stranded in the middle of Devil's Lake because Woodland Resort and Jeff Katzer couldn't find him in the whiteout. Everybody got back safe and sound.
We leave no one behind. That's our motto here.
It's a good motto to have.
It is.
Did people catch fish in the snowicane yesterday?
You know, they did. They
really
did. That was the funny part of it. And the people that actually listened to exactly what poor Tom Shields and Eric Bentonwald and Cole Sublick, all my guys that are kicking butt today helping me out, they all listened to what they said, and they all caught fish. But then there's always the occasional people that know better that didn't catch as many.
Am I one of those guys, Jeff? Because last Saturday in the Wounded Warriors Guide Service tournament, my partner and I, Andy Hardy and Mike McFeely, we didn't catch squat. We caught like 3 small perch. So am I one of those guys that's not following the advice of all the experts or what?
You know what? Didn't I used to see that show way back when I was growing up, the Hardy McFeely show?
The Hardy Boys? No.
Oh, no, that was Laurel and Hardy. Never.
Wow.
Oh! Yes, you listen. You always listen. But you know what? It's not always roses here. Just like any lake of the woods, Rainy Lake, any place, even in Wisconsin, that's got bad days, believe it or not. But we were able, as you were going home on that day, I called you. Hey, I didn't know you already were on the way home. You had other engagements. It's like, hey, I got him here. And you're like, I'm already almost to Grand Forks. But, that's the part that people don't know what we do. Tom Shields is out here every single day fishing from sunup to sundown, even in a snowicane. I can't stop the guy. And then, Eric Bentonwald, another one of my guys, him too. Every day we get people out, they go fishing. If we find better spots, we move people around. And they've almost gotten my record. My record is 11 houses in one day. And I think once I put the paper and pencil to it, they're going to be tickling it. So we are moving houses like crazy. We're going to have our biggest day ever at the resort tomorrow. I believe we have 27 of the 31 houses full. And we always like to leave a couple empty so we can jostle around and move people around if they're having a bad day.
Wow.
So,
know what that means? Is that being on the Mike McFeely Show works, Jeff. That's what that means.
And beyond works. We're overwhelmed. I just had McFeely listeners, the Hartwigs. She knows Uncle Joel and everybody there. Pinto, she was very impressed with Pinto's fishing experience when you had him up here.
Yeah.
And
agree. He's listening right now, so don't inflate his ego any larger than it already is.
She said she was laughing on the competitive fishing thing that you and Pinto had going on. She goes, oh, I believe McFeely's competitive. I'm like, oh, you don't know the gist of it, sister. But, yes, everybody agrees you're very competitive.
Yes, including my wife and daughter, by the way. So it's who were my wife was texting in that day saying, yeah, you're not competitive. Yeah, okay, dummy.
Right.
I live
right.
with
we
you every day.
Are. It's yeah. always fun to be competitive, though. But and they had a great time. I mean, a lot of, you know what, the KFGO thing is just crazy. I never would have thought it. I thank all of you guys very much for everything you've done for all of us here. And we all thank you, actually. And that's why, you know, we're doing what we're doing. So
the is the perch bite still going? Because, you know, last year, and we can talk more about this tomorrow morning on Mike McFeely Outdoors, Jeff, because you always joined me then as well between 11 and 12 on KFGO. But if I recall last year, it was a perch bite in December and maybe early January. Then the big old perch kind of shut off, and then it became all walleyes and pike. Is that happening now, or is it still perch going and walleyes and everything else?
I saw the coolest thing today. You know, a lot of people are running cameras, and I've always been not so much with the camera. I had the coolest thing I've seen today. I hope we got time for this. I go, quick. I had the cameras deployed. I walked in. He goes, look at this. I'm like, oh, my God. It looked like an aquarium. And we were in 40 feet of water. It was crystal clear. We could see everything. And I start yelling at him. They're using these huge spoons. I take the guy's rod out of his hand. I'm like, you're going to put this down. He puts down a very small buckshot, a 16th ounce. This perch comes rifling up, misses it, gets wrapped around in the line. And there's six guys plus me watching this. We're all just giving the guy heck. All of a sudden, it gets untangled, swims away, comes right back, grabs it. I'm going to be putting it on Facebook, 14 and a half incher.
Jeez.
I know. And the perch, we just keep getting them. We had two groups limit out today that I'm aware of on perch. I've been doing propane all day, so that's kind of always not so fun. But and then Tom almost did it again. Remember Tom had the 12-pounder last year?
Yeah.
8.24 or something.
Jeez.
Today.
Wow.
And you know the bad thing? And I don't know how you can do that. He was fishing for perch. He caught 12, 13-inch perch out of the same hole. Then all of a sudden he goes, Jeff, it was the biggest red blip that came in 10 feet up. I raised it, bam. He brought it in slow, knowing what it was, and still the air bladder was out. The eyeballs were popped. So what are you going to do yet? That's the only downfall about that. But
fishing
still,
in deep water,
what?
You can't. If you're fishing 40, 50 feet of water and you catch a fish, there's not much you can do about it. You know, you can't help but catch it, I guess, and then you can't let it go. So even if it's a trophy that's maybe not going to go on the wall, I guess you still need to keep it.
Exactly. And we had a McFeely special here yesterday. I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't get a good picture of it because the guy filleted it up already. 1.8-pound crappie.
Jeez.
14.5-incher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there's big crappies in there. My goal is to someday get up there for more than a day at a time and spend some time trying to find some of those things. That would be my dream.
Let's do that in March when the ice houses have to be off on the 15th. We can go on the 16th, 17th, and 18th in the Snow Bear Lake.
Sounds good to me, man. And by the way, exactly. The fish houses do have to be off when the Game and Fish Department says they have to be off on March 15th.
Make sure you really don't listen to Catherine McFeely on this one, but I can tell you this. It's the 15th at midnight. They got to be off.
Yeah, we got a little
we
bit of trouble last year.
Again.
No, we will not. You will have them off March 15th like everybody else.
And I will be telling everybody just about the week before the exact date and time they need to be off.
Perfect.
No, fishing has been really good. Hey, guess what? We had 12 guys come here for pike today. A group of 12. That's all they wanted to do. They heard us on this station called KFGO. They came back here. They had over 25 flags. They had like 40 tip-ups up for 12 guys.
Jesus.
Yeah, they got like, I think, 17 or 18 pike, of which one was 34 inches.
Man, that's a fun day. That's a good day. And I know that you... As somebody who fishes every day and, you know, people want to go after walleyes and perch, you encourage folks who like to fish for pike to go there because the opportunity is there to catch numbers and to catch some big ones. So,
and in the Snowicane, we had two older gentlemen. That's one what they wanted to fish for. I'm like, well, sir, we possibly can't put tip-ups out for you today. He goes, no, we'll just jig for them. They got eight in the house. They just jigged for them, eight pike, and they missed at least as many.
Okay. Cool.
Good time.
All right, man. I got to run. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great weekend. And, you'll be back tomorrow. Talk to me on the outdoor show.
I'll be back tomorrow. Be safe, everybody. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Mitchell's Guide Service.